This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's what's trending.
What's trending right now after celebrating their 19th anniversary in July, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have announced they've separated. 19 years of marriage. They married in 2006. This was his first marriage, her second after 11 years with Tom Cruise. A source indicates that Nicole did not want to part ways with Keith and has been trying to salvage, save, repair this marriage since they chose to live apart at the beginning of the summer. So they've been living in separate homes in the same area, Nashville. Nicole's been taking care of their daughters, Sunday and Faith, in their shared Nashville home, while Keith stays his separate residence in the same city. Currently on tour. Next gig's going to be, I think, this week, couple nights, he'll be in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
So over the summer, remember that movie Nicole Kidman did with Zac Efron? So there are some sex scenes in that movie. And so Keith Urban's doing a radio interview and they ask him about how he feels about the Nicole Zac Efron scenes. Keith Urban walked out.
Great question.
Out. Yeah. For the DJs. But Keith Urban, like, it was a Zoom interview and he ended the interview right there.
Yeah. I do remember that. He was like,
He was not. So I wonder if that is bothering him, like, you know what, there's other roles you can take. Why are you taking all of these? I wonder, maybe.
She's in a lot of stuff. I don't know that she's ever turned anything down. she's in a lot of productions. Mm-hmm. And she does like those curiously interesting, freaky characters. There's a little something. There's always something behind the eyes. I don't know. Who knows? And it could be something.
Yeah, she does gravitate to the freaky characters.
She does.
For sure.
I think she likes it. I think she likes... sometimes there's a little shock value in what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. Relationships are hard. And especially in their business, if you think about what she does, what he does, those are very demanding. Got to be somewhere all the time. Got to be accountable for a lot of different things to a lot of people. It's a strain. The fact that it's gone 19 years is remarkable in that biz, because those celeb couples don't usually last that long. So I hope they fix it. Anyhow, I did not see that one coming today. I'll tell you that. Tyreek Hill, big injury last night. Monday Night Football, it was a doubleheader. The Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. However, there was an injury. Miami's Tyreek Hill suffering a serious leg injury. Let's call it a gruesome accident. He was making a catch, landed awkwardly on his left leg after being tackled near the Jets sideline. Looks like a dislocated kneecap. Does not look good. Just the images, if you're weak in the stomach, you don't want to see that. That'll just make you. Oof. So anyhow, that was the final score. It was the Dolphins beating the Jets. Late game, Broncos buried the Bengals. Final score 28-3 for Monday Night Football. And it's been announced Bad Bunny doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Add the next one. He's going to do it all in Spanish. It will be entirely Spanish performance for the Super Bowl halftime show. That is Bad Bunny. And so that all happens February. I don't care what's happening halftime. I'm more concerned about who's in the Super Bowl this year. But I do love me some Bad Bunny. So there it is. Halftime show will be all in Spanish, according to Bad Bunny's production team. That could all change between now and then.
Well, that's
we'll see what happens in February.
Really news, because Bad Bunny is, you know, his music is mostly in Spanish, so of course
no he speaks some English sometimes. You saw him in Happy Gilmore too, and so, but he's it's obviously not his favored language to communicate his feelings. And if you've ever, I'm just saying, I hope that the censor people
at
the Super Bowl speak Spanish,
because
if you've listened to his lyrics, he a lot of details. A lot of details in what he's singing about. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 7:28.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.